Julie, please.
Thank you. I have Mr. Rebozo also, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah, you got him. Fine.
You want him first?
Yep.
Thank
sure.
The President.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
How'd you get along up there? Did you finally shuck Jane and get off of that blonde?
Oh, it was fine. I'll tell you, I had the funniest darn thing in the world happen. You remember my talking about Mrs. Blumenthal at Key Biscayne?
Mm-hmm.
8 million people in New York City. Jane and I are walking down Madison and this woman taps me on the back and says, I'm your neighbor from Key Biscayne. I told Bob about a lady, he didn't believe it. He thought I was lying.
You mean 8 million, huh? Really?
8 million people there, and this woman has to, she says, you're going to hear from me. I want you to remember my name.
That's something. Did Jane have a good time?
Oh, my gosh. She's still up in the clouds. That was just a wonderful,
great,
wonderful evening. It was well done. And nobody would believe that you weren't reading it. It was so good. It was just
I did all ad lib, you know.
I know.
But I worked on it, but I did ad lib.
I know that. It was really, really terrific. Were you catching a cold, or were you slightly hoarse? Or?
No, not really. I had to go on to Chicago, you see,
from
there.
Tough evening, I know.
I spoke at Chicago at 12:05 Eastern Time.
My gosh. Did you overnight there then?
Then overnight and came back.
Yeah. My gosh. That's really rough.
But everything went well, and Jane is happy, huh?
Oh, yeah. That was really a beautiful affair. That was just beautiful. Everything was, you know, just perfect. Perfect.
What'd you do afterwards? No, Rockefeller was good, wasn't he? The way he was really all out.
Yes, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah?
Your friend Jacob walked out with you. He couldn't miss a chance like that.
Who, Javits?
Yeah. No, I thought it was just great. Hope was great. Everything was great. The service was good. The food was good. The program was good.
What'd you do afterwards? Where'd you go?
Then we went to...
Mercurio's?
To Mercurio's. No. No, we didn't go to Mercurio's.
21?
No, we didn't go anywhere. We had
a suite
there at the hotel. And
had trouble with you.
Yes, that's right. The night we got in, we went to 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then that day, we went to Mercurio's for lunch. So we covered it pretty well.
How was the night you got in?
You mean
at 21? As bad as Bob?
Bad. It's
don't ever go again.
I tell you, it slipped. It slipped. I never had a bad meal. It was good food, but it wasn't good.
But how was Mercurio's?
Oh, great. Fabulous.
Well, good. Go to there. I'd never go to 21 again.
No, I don't think so.
All those damn people out there with their hands out again.
I think I've had. No, you know, I cured that with my, just give them my card, and they send me their bill, and it's, I don't have any of that trouble.
Yeah, I know.
That works fine, that part of it, but the food.
What did Bob think? Did he have a good time?
Yeah, he didn't. He was disappointed in the place, too, but the whole operation, Bob was the throw.
But how about the evening? Was he pleased with that?
Couldn't be better. See, Bob?
Now, aren't you glad, B.B., we did this? I insisted on you all coming up on Air Force One. Didn't they like that?
Of course, they're naturally is a thrill to everyone. It's always a thrill, you know, but you...
But, you know, it's a special thing.
I was afraid of somebody.
And they all feel safe.
Nobody saw anything. Yeah, Bob. It was great. Bob had two tables up there, and he had some of his clients, people, and everyone had a good time. Yeah.
Bob was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a lot of people, Hope and...
Was Hope there? Yeah.
Hope was there, and Don Kendall, and everyone.
Right.
Yeah. Hope is hopeful that he gets to have somebody on your trip with you. He's him?
Don't worry. I'll work out something.
Yeah, I think he's afraid of Newsday or somebody like that getting on.
Oh, shit. Never. Never.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, we're having fun.
Well, that's right.
I made, as you noticed, a very non-political talk, which some of our press men, God, they were so goddamn mad because they wanted me to come out and ripping and roaring, and I refused to do it.
Yeah.
But that was the best thing to do. Don't you agree?
No, it was.
I was very.
See how you put it all together so well.
Above the battle, did you think it was all right?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was just beautiful. You know, the thing that always amazes me at every one of these affairs, I always hear everyone say, I mean, even your good friends, it's the best speech he ever made. Well, hell, he just never made a bad one. They just, you know, everyone is so good. But everyone says that.
Some of them said that after this one, even.
Yes, sir.
Well, this wasn't that good, but it was all right.
Yes, sir. A number of people there said it's the best speech he's ever made. So there you are.
Yeah. Incidentally, we're going to go to Camp David this weekend. If you happen to be up this way about Friday afternoon, you might want to go up.
All right, sir.
What are you doing?
All right.
What the hell?
Sure. When are you going?
I'm going Friday. I won't be going. I've got a very important announcement Friday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going up about 6:30 our time.
Mm-hmm.
And Why don't you give Rose a call and get her to go?
Okay.
Be good for her. She's not feeling well, BB.
Okay.
I saw her yesterday, and she just looked bad.
Yeah.
Now, I think she's really got a sickness of some sort. What do you think?
Well, she was down. You know, especially when you get the temperature up to 104 or so,
yeah.
I think it does some damage. It takes.
Call Rose and tell her that I invited you, and that I've asked you to invite her. And you can't go unless she goes.
Okay.
And so invite and be in the helicopter at 6:30.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.